This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been pretty common for big companies to show support for LGBTQ plus customers, or support for their dollars and brand loyalty, in June, Pride Month. But this year's different. Those campaigns are drawing backlash, even customer boycotts. Target pulled certain products from its Pride collection, citing confrontational behavior by shoppers and danger to its employees. Bud Light walked back its brief collaboration with a transgender influencer, and this week lost its status as the country's top-selling beer. But the appearance of caving to homophobia and transphobia has consequences, too. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The marketing team at Bud Light sometimes sends personalized beer cans to popular social media influencers in hopes they'll use those cans in promotional content. Pretty good deal, right? Until this one-minute video sparked calls for a boycott.
Hi! Impressive carrying skills, right? I got some Bud Lights for us.
Dylan Mulvaney posted it back in April. She's a transgender TikTok star with over 10 million followers. To be clear, we're talking about garden variety corporate social media marketing. But Bud Light just doing business with a trans person was enough to trigger a violent reaction.
So when Kid Rock took out an automatic weapon and shot up a case of beer, you did not see anyone from Anheuser-Busch saying, hey, this isn't okay.
Mark Robertson was watching this play out from Chicago, where he co-owns four LGBTQ bars that used to serve a lot of Anheuser-Busch products, until the company's CEO issued a statement saying it, quote, never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people.
Having a brand that was so enveloped in the hate and not condemning the hate is not something that we would feel comfortable having in our spaces.
Robertson's bars no longer serve Bud Light, Busch Light, or another Anheuser-Busch beer, Goose Island.
They were a major part of our marketing. We spent thousands of dollars redoing menus and signage and things like that to completely remove them from the premises.
For as long as companies have been marketing to LGBTQ people, and they've been doing it for decades, by the way, those companies have been getting flack for it.
I had received hate mail. I was called all kinds of names. We had boycott petitions.
Tim Bennett was the brains behind Subaru's 15-year campaign marketing its cars to LGBTQ people. Emphasis on the L. In the 90s, he says the company realized its cars were organically popular with lesbians. So it started making ads that spoke directly to them.
There's one probably you saw that said, different drivers, different roads, one car. If you were LGBTQ and you looked a little closer, you saw that there was a license plate that said Xena Lover.
As in Xena Warrior Princess, the 90s TV show.
And Xena was a huge icon, particularly with lesbians.
Sort of if you know, you know kind of targeted advertising. When the hate mail rolled in, Bennett says Subaru stayed the course.
What I used to always say at Subaru was we sell our products to a smart, educated consumer that celebrates diversity. You know, and just leave it at that.
He says you can't please everyone, and companies facing transphobic backlash now would do well to remember why they were engaging in inclusive advertising to begin with, to sell stuff. Joanna Schwartz, who teaches LGBTQ marketing at Georgia College and State University, says consumers will remember this moment.
As a company, when this happened, did you stand up for people or did you pull back and try to minimize the fact that this is a group that you care about?
Schwartz says pulling back support is short-sighted, especially as polling finds 1 in 5 Gen Z adults identifies as LGBT.
And those are the consumers that you want to make sure that you satisfy, right?
Consumers like Ashley Welch. They're 26. They live in Seattle.
I very, very much care where my dollar is going.
They care deeply about transgender rights and see companies walking back trans-inclusive products and campaigns as caving to the demands of a hate movement.
If it no longer seems profitable for them, they will show me who they really are, which is actually not an ally of my community.
Welch was never much of a Bud Light drinker to begin with, more of a hard seltzer person. But they say they'll definitely be spending less money at Target now. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.